Hotel occupancy rates have city officials feeling confident about the tourism industry bouncing back. Staff recently provided a report on the municipal accommodation tax, which came into effect in late 2020. It sees a 4% tax on every room used for short-term accommodations in Orillia, with the revenue being split between the city and Orillia and Lake Country Tourism. The money generated from the tax is used in a variety of ways to encourage tourism to the area. The tax brought in $62,584.89 in revenue in 2020, but that represented just a few months of the year because of COVID-19 lockdown measures. Staff anticipated the net revenue would jump to $323,700 in 2021, but the actual figure, from January to August, was $188,017. The province of Ontario was in a lockdown for the larger part of the first two quarters of 2021, staff wrote. As a result, initial tourism marketing plans were cancelled and scaled back, along with tourism marketing support. However, hotel occupancy rates began to climb in the summer. That rate went from 48% in June to 76% in August. That showed that we were a place that many people chose as a destination over other places, and that's something we were really proud of, said Michael Ladouceur, the city's manager of tourism and special events. Staff are anticipating a net revenue from the tax of $287,625 in 2022. The tourism industry is slowly rebounding, Ladouceur said. Hopefully, we remain in the open situation and see a continued increase in our occupancy rates. As travel and tourism increase, marketing efforts from the city and Orillia and Lake Country Tourism are also picking up. We're much more proactive, Ladouceur said, adding the marketing and promotion have been expanded to target areas including Toronto, Northern Ontario and the Kawartha region. He pointed to federal and provincial data that show an increasing level of comfort among both travelers and those who would welcome visitors to their town. Within the province, they feel safe. Knowing that, we feel safe promoting Orillia, Ladouceur said. To help as many people as possible access information conveniently, the city retained Agilic to develop an Orillia Tourism Ambassador training program. The online certification program will be available, at no cost, to all Orillia businesses and their employees. The objective of the program is to have all tourism businesses offer a consistent approach to the visitor experience, help direct clientele to similar businesses and operators and provide the utmost visitor customer service as possible, staff wrote. One example of the program in action would be a server at a local restaurant being able to knowledgeably promote the local art scene, potential events occurring or direct visitors to other local establishments. As work continues to plan for peak tourism season next year, Ladouceur reflects on the efforts of the city, its Economic Recovery Task Force and Orillia and Lake Country Tourism this past summer, including promoting the See You on the Patio program. That was a huge success for us and showed us as a safe destination, he said. By the numbers according to Destination Canada's Resident Sentiment Survey report, updated September 28, 2021, May 2021 figures in brackets, 86%, 75% of Ontarians feel safe when thinking about traveling to nearby communities. 80%, 64% of Ontarians feel safe when thinking of traveling within Ontario. 56%, 46% of Ontarians feel safe when thinking of traveling to other parts of Canada. 28%, 16% of Ontarians perceived safety is much lower when thinking about traveling to the US and 26%, 16% to other international destinations. According to Destination Canada's Sentiment Towards Visitors Survey Report, updated September 28, 2021, May 2021 figures in brackets, 47%, 50% of Ontarians would be very happy to welcome visitors from nearby communities. 43%, 41% of Ontarians would be very happy to welcome visitors from other parts of Ontario. 34%, 35% of Ontarians would be very happy to welcome visitors from other parts of Canada. 21%, 14% of Ontarians would be very happy to welcome visitors from the US and 21%, 13% from other international destinations. The above data were included in the city staff report.